Learn Kid.
And I'm Papa.
And you're listening to The Kid and Papa.
Not too loud. Your brother's sleeping. Where did that come from? All right. I think you have a good question.
I mean, I'm 34. Uh-huh. I mean, 340. And you're 3.
Okay. You have a good question tonight. I don't know who wrote it for you.
You.
Yeah, I did. And what is your question for me tonight?
If your guitar had cheese strings, would you play them or eat them?
Good question. So if my guitar, instead of guitar strings, had cheese strings, would I play them or eat them? Now, what happens with cheese when it gets warm?
Melts.
It can melt. It doesn't taste too great, at least like warm from contact with your hands. So, I wonder if it would melt if I played a really fast song. And then I would have a fondue. I could dip some stuff in it. So would I eat them? Would I play them? I would like to try to play them. Maybe I would play a song just on a couple strings. And if it didn't sound too good, I would just eat them.
Okay.
Do you know how long they would be, though? To put them on my guitar, they would be the longest cheese strings you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You could hold it all the way up in the air and snake it into your mouth. I'm still eating. You want some of this?
Sure.
That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a good song to play on a guitar that has cheese strings?
Seven Nation Army.
Because
you only have to do two notes for a musician.
Do. I'm trying to think of a song that has cheese in the title. I can't think of a cheese song. Yeah, maybe that'd be a good song to play. So I would try to eat them, and if they don't taste good, I would play on them. Good question, buddy. You ready for mine?
Yes.
My question is, if you were an angry bird, well, one, what color angry bird would you be, and what would you want to be launched at?
So one color would be green.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And as a green angry bird, what would you want to be slingshotted or catapulted into, launched through the air to crash into it in hopes of knocking it down? What would that be?
Cannon.
Okay, but what would you want to hit? What would you try to knock down by flying into it?
A bunk bed like mine.
Okay. If you broke your bed, what would you sleep in?
I don't know.
What about a big snow fort?
Oh, sure. That's easy.
What about a house made out of marshmallow?
Yep. Perfect.
What about into a swimming pool filled with Jell-O?
I'll just eat all of it. I have to knock it over, though.
Okay. Not into, but knock over. What else could you knock over? What if the CN Tower was made out of pretzels? Would you fly into that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody would slowly eat away at the CN Tower. And would you have a special power when you finally hit something? If you were to hit your bunk bed being launched from a slingshot, what would happen?
No,
when
you said cannon.
Sorry, from a cannon. What would happen when you collide with your bed? Some of them explode, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
one of them can be ring. I think that's the green parrot.
Okay.
But it just flies back. It doesn't really do much.
No. I think that one you're supposed to launch it over your target so it comes back through the target.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't played that game in a long time.
Well, that was from the movie. That's why you might have not seen it.
Okay. And what would your name be as a green, angry, colliding
Greenberg
bird?
Angry Hines.
Of course. Greenbird Angry Hines. I can see it now on the movie poster. Angry Birds 19, starring Greenbird Angry Hines. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
First, let me remind you something.
Please go ahead.
I'm 340 and you're 3.
All right, 340. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
Yeah, 3.
Okay.
Yes,
3 a 3 a bye bye. 3 a 3 a bye bye.
2 a 2 a 4 4.